Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together again coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. Yesterday we went walking with Jesus in Galilee over in Matthew chapter 15. Leaving behind Genesis 3, briefly, we've come to Matthew's gospel so that Jesus can teach us that what is truly wrong with us is sin thriving in our hearts and deep down in our souls. The most profound problem our nation, all nations, face today is the evil that resides in people. How people behave on the outside is bad. As we see, just be observant. But outward actions are a manifestation of an inward evil. Jesus teaches us that the solution to what ails our society is not change to the outer person, but radical change for the inner person. The legislation of behavior by, let's say, our government is not the answer. Enough outside pressure created by a movement of people against a certain injustice is not the answer. The answer is Jesus Christ, because He alone changes people's hearts. You want to see America or the country in which you live changed for the better? Do you really want that? If so, then hurry to Jesus. Willingly receive Him into your life and share Him with others. Christian people pray to Jesus and ask Him to revive the souls of the people of our world. Let us seek Him together and ask for as many as He wills to be saved from their sin so that a radical transformation of how we live will be experienced. God, have mercy on us. In your wrath for sin, remember your compassion for the sinner. This is our prayer. Let's hear from Jesus now. I'll read Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 and 2 to start. This is Matthew 15, 1 and 2. Then some Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." At this point in Jesus' ministry, the Lord is in Galilee, and these Pharisees and scribes have come all the way up from Jerusalem to oppose Jesus. As I said last time, we know the kind of Judaism these Pharisees and scribes practice was very legalistic. Their religion focused on outward behavior, not the inward corruption of their hearts and their souls. The Jewish religious rulers were obsessed with how things looked on the outside, how one came across in public. They did not much care about sin and unrighteousness on the inside of a person. They had no integrity. For them, it was all about outward appearances and keeping up the appearance of holiness when indeed they were evil, sinful men. And because of their focus on outward appearance, they elevated their own traditions over the Scripture. Now, this last point is very important. These religionists elevated their own traditions, certain laws and practices they invented. They gave that higher priority than God's Old Testament Scripture. And they admit as much in Matthew 15, verse 2. I read this, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders?" The tradition of the elders was just that, their man-made tradition. Instead of upholding God's law given in our Old Testament, these men reinterpreted Scripture to suit themselves and then developed traditions that were imposed on the Jews of Jesus' day. Their tradition was supreme and was so ingrained in the Jewish people that what God's word actually said was disregarded. What Jesus came to do was to restore people's focus and obedience on what God actually said and commanded. Well, no wonder the Pharisees and scribes hated Christ. He was messing up their whole system. And an example of their tradition, they call it the tradition of the elders, is spoken by them also in verse 2. They, meaning Christ's disciples, they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. We need to know the washing described here had nothing to do with personal hygiene. Many of us would consider not washing our hands before we eat to be a real sin. And it is definitely a COVID alert, if you ask me. It's like using the restroom at a restaurant, and when you come out to the sink to wash your hands, a chef from the kitchen has left the stall, zipped up, and failed to wash his or her hands. I don't know about you, but I find that horrifying. No wonder they have those signs, employees must wash hands. So yes, let's be sure and wash up thoroughly before we grab a slice of the bread. But that's not the issue the Pharisees and scribes have with Jesus' disciples. Their criticism addresses ceremonial and ritualistic cleansing. The emphasis of the religious rulers was on touching something unclean, like, say, a Gentile person. They developed the tradition that one had to wash one's hands in a very specific and formal way before a meal in order to rid oneself of defilement. I wish I had time to share with you the detailed way in which hands had to be washed. Oh my, it's so legalistic. If you want to know, pop me an email or a note in the mail and ask me. But because this was merely the tradition of their elders, this form of hand washing, Jesus and his disciples did not practice it. You know this if you have read the life of Christ. Jesus never followed the ceremonies and rituals of the Pharisees and scribes, and neither did those who followed Jesus after he trained them. And this rejection of Phariseeism really, really ticked off the religious elite. So that is the criticism they put to Jesus. Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. Next, Jesus gives them an initial response, and they have some interaction. We do not have time for every verse in Matthew 15, so next we come down to verses 10 and 11. This is Matthew 15, verses 10 and 11. After Jesus called the crowd to him, he said to them, "Hear and understand. It is not what enters the mouth that defiles the man, but what proceeds out of the mouth. This defiles the man." Jesus now draws in the crowd, a much bigger group than only his disciples, and he says, "Hear and understand. Listen up. This is important." Then Jesus speaks in a way we can all understand. He uses the analogy of eating food. We insert our food into our mouth, we chew and we swallow. What we eat does not defile us. Physical food cannot make our hearts and souls unclean. It is what is already in the heart and soul of men and women. It is what comes up out of the mouth that has defiled us, polluted us, and made us unclean. The religious ritualistic ceremony of washing your hands before you eat bread is not what makes you undefiled or clean. It is not the food that goes into the mouth that makes us dirty. It is what already is in us that makes us dirty. The point here is crucial to understand and accept. What matters most is the evil in the heart of men and women, not what goes down into the stomach. Okay, but what does Jesus mean by what proceeds out of the mouth? If what proceeds out of the mouth is what makes us defiled, unclean, dirty, and polluted, then what are these things that come from the inside of us, not the outside of us? Well, we are not the only ones who would like to know more. Drop down with me still in Matthew 15 to verse 15. Peter said to Jesus, "Explain the parable to us." And by the parable, Peter means what the Lord said in verse 11. And what troubled the apostle Peter is not that he could not understand Jesus' meaning. What bothered him was accepting what Jesus said to be true. Remember, the Pharisaical religious system had been well established in these Jews. Men and women like Peter have accepted what the Pharisees and scribes taught and enforced. They too believe what is external, not internal, is what matters most. Whatever you do, hold to the ritual, hold to the tradition, keep up holy appearances. So Peter wants clarification from Jesus. And Peter, and we, will get it when we meet together again tomorrow. Can you see where I am going with this? There are many in our society who have rightly, properly identified evil actions. People sin against people. Groups of people sin against other groups of people. It is right to want an end to evil. But the solution we keep hearing about, change the outward actions of evildoers, will not work as long as the inward person is evil. So as long as evil and sin and unrighteousness and injustice lives in the heart and soul, it will never be eradicated in outward actions. What's going on the inside is what needs to be addressed and changed. Look at all that is wrong with us. Look at all the injustice in this world. Do you really believe we are going to stamp it all out with any of the supposed solutions on offer? People trying to rid the world of evil is not going to work. Who we need is God. He alone will bring righteousness, justice, and peace. He alone will radically transform evil hearts into pure hearts. Well, be sure and come back tomorrow and hear what Jesus has to say. Will you do that? Jesus is our master teacher, and every word that proceeds out of his mouth, we want to know and understand. I hope you'll join me tomorrow when I talk to you again here on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.